Welcome to the Client Stampede Podcast. Everything you need to know to get more clients, make more money, and have more fun in your business. I'm your host, Julie Guest. Do this to predict your company's success. Are you a tortoise or a hare? I'm really hoping you're a hare. And here's why. Over my years of consulting, branding, and building high-performance marketing engines for many different kinds of businesses, I've noticed one key characteristic that almost guarantees a company's success and its ability to outperform its top competitors. And no, it's not the size of their marketing budget, although that definitely helps. It's whether the company is a tortoise or a hare. Remember the story of the tortoise and the hare? You know, the one where the tortoise wins because slow and steady wins the race. In business, I have found the opposite to be true. The tortoise companies of the world plod along carefully, deliberately, and do everything in their power to play it safe. They procrastinate on making big decisions in case they make the wrong ones, and they keep marketing their business the same old way that they've always done it, getting frustrated with the results, but they're not brave enough to invest in solutions that will help them. As you may have already guessed, tortoise businesses are not known for their innovation. They don't lead. They're most comfortable when they're following. And they have very low tolerance for making mistakes, which is why their growth is usually non-existent or on the decline. Meanwhile, the hare, the real hero of the story, is very busy not following the other tortoises. After all, life's too short to sit around waiting for things to happen. The hare always has a revamped strategic game plan, is always taking action on it, and is always looking for the fastest route to get to its destination. Sometimes this means the hare's path looks a little crazy, but as the hare well knows, the riskiest strategy of all is not taking a risk. They know in order to win, you often have to sometimes take imperfect action and pivot on the run. While the tortoise is patiently waiting for the perfect risk-free growth plan, the impatient hare has already lapped the course 10 times, recruited other hares to run the horse on its behalf, licensed the business model, and sold the company to a venture capital group. You see, so-called mistakes are actually the best opportunities for growth. We need to make them in order to improve and adapt on the fly. The faster we can move through our mistakes, the faster success comes. Any business can become a hare simply by eliminating its fear of making mistakes and instead embracing them and moving through them as quickly as possible to reap the benefits on the other side. By way of example, just look at this giant marketing blunder that Apple made. Apple, as you probably already guessed it, is a hare. They're relentless innovators, they move rapidly, and they are successful because of their mistakes, not because they didn't make any. When Apple was aggressively trying to dominate the music industry and expand its product offering with Apple Music, they clashed with their customers when they forced the new U2 album, The Edge, onto more than 500 million devices. The act was meant to be a promotional stunt by giving customers a free gift, an album. The problem was that not everyone liked U2 or wanted their new album pushed onto their phones. And worse yet, the album was incredibly difficult to delete. Some companies even developed ways to hack into the system just to get Bono and The Edge out of their library. That promotion cost Apple over $100 million and a very angry customer base and devastating global press. Many companies would have cowered in a corner, licked their wounds, and fired those responsible, reducing their marketing spend in the process. But Apple doubled down on its Apple Music business and invested more in its marketing, learning a very valuable lesson along the way. Don't force anything onto your customers. Test a big promotional idea before a launch by doing some A/B split testing. Last year, Apple Music made $8.3 billion in revenue. In other words, how well we deal with failure will determine our future success. I have plenty of failures. Just look at my dumb decision to buy an overpriced house in Los Angeles at the height of the market right before the bottom fell out, which turned out to be the beginning of the client stampede formula. Embrace the mistakes, learn from them, and come back better. Obviously, Apple did, otherwise we wouldn't be debating Apple or Android with our friends. In the wise words of Bono, "My heroes are the ones who survived doing it wrong, who made mistakes but recovered from them. I wonder if he includes Apple in that statement, because he sure should. That's it for this week's episode. Don't forget to check out next week's issue of Monday Marketing Gold, your weekly e-magazine for more marketing tips, tricks, and strategies from the trenches. You can subscribe for free by visiting clientstampede.com/gold.